from along the coast of Goulburn River, from Aniak to Akiak. The National Weather Service in Anchorage has issued a flood watch for a portion of Alaska, including the following areas: Aniak, Kalskak, Tulaksak, and Akiak, through Saturday afternoon. For today, sunny, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s, gusts to 25 miles per hour. For the coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta today, northwest wind 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon. And for Anchorage, partly sunny with a high near 50, north wind around 5 miles per hour. And for the Bethel tides, a low tide of half of a foot at 9 a.m. and a low tide of 1 foot at 2:30 p.m. First light 5:45 a.m. sunrise time 6:40 a.m. sunset time 10:47 p.m. and last light at 11:43 p.m.
Do 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 down do be do down down comma comma down do be do down.
Well, it is 1 p.m., and you're listening to KYUK 640 a.m. It's time for a river update. Joining me on the phone now is our own Sam Berlin and David Cannon. Good morning, Sam, or afternoon, Sam. Take it away.
Good afternoon there, Grady. This is Sam Berlin with the river update, and with me I have David Cannon of Aniak. How are you doing there, David?
I'm doing real good. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Such a beautiful morning and day. Can you give us a report of your area, what's happening on the Kuskokwim Ice and Aniak River?
Well, this is almost perfect timing because I think the river's about to break up right here in a big way, maybe any minute. We had a shift, and there's some pretty good ice piled up on the dike here now, but there's a big pan that's got about six cracks, pressure ridges in it, working its way up. And there's actually, I see a pretty good chunk heading down the Aniak Slough right now, and there's more ice floating by here. I'm right in front of town, and it's going to go soon.
So break up any time.
Yeah, and if I am to run, I'm trying to video this, too, because it's impressive when the big ice chunks pile up on the dike. They come all the way up, maybe 40 feet. In about 10 seconds, they climb the dike when that one big slab that I'm looking at right now breaks up. And let's
look. Yes, and with that, your village there in Aniak and you and your family, up in other villages up and down the river, they have been preparing for a breakup and a flood. How are you and your village prepared for this year's breakup?
I think as well as we can. We've been planning for several weeks. We've got the fire department, the city, and other groups working together with a plan. And we are expecting some flooding.
Flooding and ice jams are a fact of life in many parts of Alaska. Are you ready? Help avoid costly cleanup and damage to the environment by protecting your home heating oil system. During a flood warning, close all fuel tank connections. Make sure piping is properly elevated and anchor tanks to prevent them from being swept away. Technical resources are available at dec.alaska.gov. Click on Spill Prevention and Response for the Home Heating Oil Tanks link or to report a spill. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Grady, are you on the air?
Sorry about that.
Okay, you want to repeat what you just said there, David?
Yeah, I think Aniak is as prepared as we can be. We've been meeting for a couple of weeks, city, the fire department, and other entities here. And some people I know have put things in a little bit higher ground, and the dike's been reinforced in a few places. So hopefully, you know, we don't flood too badly. I can almost guarantee we're going to have a jam form downstream somewhere, maybe Birch Street Crossing, and that's when the water always backs up into Antioch. We have a dike here and a levee, but it's not intended to actually keep the water out. It's to protect the bank from erosion from big ice chunks. So we'll probably see at least some water back in, and hopefully, though, 2002 was the last real good flood, and I'd say it's possible that it would be similar to that year.
Okay. Yesterday, we did a report with Napaimute, and the water in their area had risen quite a bit. According to Ben Leary, about half of their smokehouse was underwater. So there's quite a bit of ice coming your way, and there's more water to be expected. If there is flooding going on in your area, are you guys prepared? If your generators go out, are you guys prepared with the backup little generators?
Well, I sure some people have them. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me. There's ice starting to go past quite a bit and make some pretty good noise here. But, I'm the GCI site agent here, and we've got a generator down there and lots of gas. Hopefully we won't need it, but we'll try to keep the equipment down there running so we have internet and cell service if the power in town goes out.
Uh-huh. And with all that preparation and for the flood to happen, I wish for you guys that won't happen in your town.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen in any town, really. Napaimute was an interesting situation. I saw those pictures, and that was pretty impressive. There is a lot of water. We've had high water here for the last week, higher than usual when the ice hasn't moved yet. But, there's a lot of snow in the hills on these beautiful days. It's melting quickly, so that's what's lifting the ice and pushing it through.
Yeah, and around your village, I suppose that there is absolutely no more snow.
Right in town, there's a little bit, but not a lot. Not a lot. Yeah, it's mostly gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and with this ice flowing on the river, I suppose that most of the travelers have come to a halt.
As far as by boat, there was a boat, I think, yesterday. A canoe came across a little bit ago, the slough, and they rushed back over when they knew that things were starting to break up.
Yeah. Yeah. Here in at the lower end, too, the water is rising steadily. And when all this occurs, and you guys have the ice have gone past you guys, what is your advice for the lower village people below you, like Kalaskag and Tulipsack, Akiak?
Well, I think some of the villages, they've got a little different situation. They're getting more on the flat there. And it's hard to say. I guess hopefully the ice softens up between here and there and maybe can help break things up better. And it is just hard to say. I know Mark Leary said there was lots of real thick, hard ice up above us. And as that comes through and is exposed to the air and the breakup, maybe it'll won't be as hard and rough on the banks down that way and won't build up and help flood. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so, too. Well, in our area here, the ice hasn't moved any at all, and it's pretty solid out there, but it's eroding. fast. With this blood happening up in that area, I hope that there is some lumber, driftwood that would be coming along with those ice. Did you see any?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Aniak River opened up. Holy cow, I'm looking behind me, and now there, all of a sudden there's lots of big ice pans coming down the slough and working its way back into the main channel. But, yeah, there was quite a bit of wood that came down a week ago when the Aniak broke, and I have a feeling as high as the water is, you're going to have lots of firewood coming your way.
All right. That's something. We'll be looking forward
good
to that.
Good conversation, I guess, for these interesting breakups.
Yeah, yeah. Nikolai's report said the same thing. There was a lot of lumber, a lot of driftwood coming out, and slit mute, it just went up, and then as soon as the ice passed, it just came right back out. So hopefully things will work out for everyone in the lower villages too.
Yeah, it was interesting. Sleep mute, you know, did, I guess, flood to some extent, but nothing as far as the buildings. And then Crooked Creek, pretty lucky there. The road got some ice on it, but I don't believe there was too many buildings, really, that got flooded there. Now, who knows what's going to come down from upstream above there. I guess there's still pretty good ice above Stony River, from what I heard.
Yeah, I heard there's quite a bit of ice up there still. And I tried to get one to report from Joach Balik, but he was busy and he said that that he was going to be doing something else. So I went down further to you guys. And I'm very happy that I got a hold of you, and I thank you very much for that river report that you just did. Do you have anything else that you want to add for our listeners
Delta? Now there's a big chunk just scraping the dike here right now, and the water's coming up, so I think we're going to have an interesting time here in the next hour or so. But hopefully nobody upriver, downriver floods, but there's definitely potential this year. So everybody be careful.
Yeah. Anything unusual starts to happen, like the water coming over the bank and flooding occurs, there's some contact numbers that you can call to. The RRCC is 545-0469. Julia Jimmy is also available at 545-1794. And yes, and also KYUK 543-3131 for Grady.
All righty. I will be taking pictures and video, and I'll send anything your way that might be of interest.
Cool. That will be great. We'll certainly put them on air. With that, you have been listening to the River Report. Tune in at 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. But I'm Sam Berlin reporting from Bethel, KYUK 640.
Yuktun, Sam. Yuktun.
Yeah. Yes. Yuktun mumichluku akunakalakcha aniyakamikamai aniyagami. Chikuk nabuguktuk ayakulunishu. Kala husanum tekamai chikut ayakunilu kippi, chikutoi angaksutin sukukillaita, taim, walakinakamakni, tuf na yuksuku, akuna, devaka, ankaluni, Muriksklut Asumani, Walrinhamhi Witalrani, Huang Kudahua, safety, Tok mukis kiu tapis kakput mani walren geniwi talrani. Chali su mukak mukrit kuka awai ania kapsuks hani chungakat chungani matum mukakunik anlrani tangaskuk. Chali su taim pakakin mukrit akir kishit kanrut ksuki. Mani walren geniwi talrani Nakin nerus kluta mora kanik tikitakanik ta chalisu ang yagaf knatin khattoi chikok tamani khanakluni pena ang yalrek taunani su moris kluta bisqait kutta mani walin khami witalrani. And with that, Brady,
yes,
we're
sir.
Back to you.
Well, join us each weekday from 1 until we're done with a river update. Because, as Neil Sedaka likes to let us know, breaking up is hard to do. Thanks to Sam Berlin for being the man on the scene, and today to Nick Cannon for reporting about that present breakup situation, his neck of the woods. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM, your source for news, information, and connection.
Flooding and ice jams are a fact of life in many parts of Alaska. Are you ready? Help avoid costly cleanup and damage to the environment by protecting your home heating oil system. During a flood warning, close all fuel tank connections. Make sure piping is properly elevated and anchor tanks to prevent them from being swept away. Technical resources are available at dec.alaska.gov. Click on Spill Prevention and Response for the Home Heating Oil Tanks link or to report a spill. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
We all have an opportunity to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Right now, the city of Bethel is asking for your support. The city is establishing a pool of volunteers with an array of skills who could, if needed, come together to provide valuable services to our community. The city is looking to fill volunteer positions in food service, janitorial, housekeeping, administrative, security, first aid, and others. Go to www.cityofbethel.org and look for the COVID-19 page, or call 543-1371 to learn more. Thank you for working together to slow the spread. Be well. A message from the City of Bethel and this station.
Siku nagi ngannet watini napaimiut ulfkarluku keti tauna ayakan ulnayukat anyaramk akert kisuku. Tukamk ulsakka upingatskat ulmpiukngakai huassu aturiukakat upingasuki.
In times like these, things can be difficult. Suddenly, some Alaskans find themselves struggling just to get by. The Alaska Can-Do Fund was established by the Alaska Community Foundation and United Way of Anchorage to address the urgent needs of our neighbors most affected by the economic impacts of COVID-19. 100% of donations received go directly and quickly to those who need it most, including families and organizations working on the front lines. In times of difficulty, Alaskans help Alaskans. That's what we can do. AlaskaCanDo.org. This message, sponsored by the Alaska Community Foundation and United Way of Anchorage with support from Rasmussen Foundation.
Coming up, we have more Trinidad Drums here on your favorite radio station, KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. Happy Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Let's take a look at the Trinidad Drums messages for today. Join KYUK in honoring KUC's 2020 graduating class. this Friday, May 1st at 1:30 p.m., right here on KYUK 640 a.m. There will be a food distribution event this Saturday, May 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the park across the front street from Lions Club. Anyone in need of food is welcome to come and take a box until 2 p.m. or until supplies run out. Social distancing will be observed. The Alaska Division of Forestry will suspend all burn permits beginning midnight April 30. The suspension will not include cooking, warming, or signaling fires less than 3 feet in diameter and 2 feet high. Those are the Tinodramus messages for today. Kuyana Jaknak for listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Kwani kwanu na bim chao yai. Ilaga kanaran KYU cake. KUC mi 2020 mi graduate dalri dalli mi ritmi abhtu katki. Kayangut anu dit attau timi 1:30 PM mami kwani KYU cake 6:40 AM mami. Makin rmi kayangut anu dit malruk mi 11 AM mamak 2 PM mamun. Pargami akgeni Lions Clubam nqkan akfatuk ngati kutkin kutbiulgit. Kina nqkan akfatukuni token akfatuk ngati kukiasigmak tuklag natkanun kallu nang natkatnun. Jali nasunrit sklugi utmashkugut fknaki doni jali bisklugi. Alaska Division of Forestry Aukwakaita maskuita burn permit at ayak ni kiluting unnum ko kalkhani ting mayigvik iwi nak kul magtiplu kumi. Tawkam ilag fgnaki kumakti ngaluting kinikata ko ng kwaslu uruk ti kiluting kwaslu nanlutik tinga pakhtu kuluku. Kumakthat iktun roh ka fgnani Bingayuni itganghani, suktun rufganani su malrugni itganghani. Kwavut slahka magpinkhkuvut email ariwungan radio@kyuk.org kwasukayaga uluku 543-3131. Kuyana ni tugniludin KYUK 640 AM mamag mamdrilhmi.
April is National Poetry Month.
Tundra. My white blanket, a shimmering spectacle in the light that cuts through gaps and the long spindly spruce fingers stretching over me. The bleak Arctic air seeps through my skin of moss and lichen, crisp and clear the sky hanging vast above me. Alone, I am the wild. My name is Eli Mortensen. I am from Bethel, Alaska, and this is my poem.
Isolation. In isolation, 3 weeks feels like 3 years. It was exciting at first. No more classes, feet up, all the free time. But now, while we sit in our homes, there continues a rising line. A chart that has the world on lockdown with no alarm clock. We can't wake up and press snooze. This isn't a dream. This is history. And so we wait in isolation. My name is Kyle Valadez. I'm a senior at BRHS, and I'm from Bethel, Alaska.
Stride 1. Worms are not the only creepy crawly creatures in the park. One lucky snail has found a wild strawberry plant. The slimy gastropod is breathless, like novice ghost hunters, sedulous, relentless. 2. Unforgiving for the hills I've conquered, this park is full of trees, now they are bushes. 3 Z's of relaxation. Leaves gliding, follow the leader. Nature is loud out here. The birds, the wind, the water. The 5-stage video game. My name is Joshua Putica. I'm from Bethel, Alaska, and this is my poem.
Nightfall. Later in the twilight of the night, bats leave their roots under bridges and streetlights. like an eel creeping out of their watery burrow in the darkness of obscurity. A man standing in the alley, slow cars with tinted windows, a heartless scream is heard in the lightness of silence. My name is Rio De La Cruz. I'm from Bethel, Alaska, and this is my poem.
Mosquitoes. Buzzing mosquitoes are plentiful. They come and go as they please, feeding on prey until satisfied and full. The only way to protect yourself is to step up like a fearful bee. My name is Raquel Slim, and I'm from Bethel, Alaska, and this is my poem.
Nature poem. Bethel is a small bit of land in the northwestern United States. Rising out of the hoarfrost tundra are antlers of a powerful bull. As the morning fog glistened over the Alaskan fireweed, light water droplets gently lighted on forget-me-nots. Soaring willow ptarmigan come into land softly on the uneven tundra as the Alaskan summer sun tries to set. My name is Caden King, and I'm from Bethel, and this is my poem.
Tundra saguaro. The saguaro is more like a crowded village than a plant. Many areas forever connected, never apart, from left to right, up and down, who knows where the lines in the snow will go. And the trails keep on growing, my home, my land. My name is Alexis Kinigak, I'm from Bethel, Alaska, and this is my poem.
Thank you for listening to our segment for National Poetry Month.
Gary Newman, Stray Cats and Cars coming down the pike. But now, let's take a magic carpet ride with Steppenwolf right here on KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.